SBS Radio.
Dumating at nakauwi na ang buong delegasyon ng Pilipinas para sa Asia-Pacific Screen Awards na naganap kamakailan dito sa Brisbane. Napakabilis ang mga pangyayari simula ng una nating naiulat ang pagkakanumina ng National Artist of the Philippines for Music na si Maestro Ryan Cayabyab para sa Best Original Score ng APSA. Ito ay para sa kanyang musika sa pelikulang Ang Larawan na halaw sa dulang isinulat ng National Artist for Literature na si Nick Joaquin. Pero hindi naging mabilis ang proseso ng paggawa ng pelikulang ito. Sa katunayan, ayon sa executive producer nito at veteranong manganganta na si Celeste Legazpi Gallardo, inabot ng 5 taon ang pagsasapelikula ng musikal. Ayon sa kanila, wala nang mas tamang panahon para ibahagi, lalo na sa mga kabataan, ang pinagsanib na obra ng mga pambansang yaman ng sining Pilipino. Narito po ang ating buong panayam kina Maestro Ryan Cayabyab at executive producers ng Ang Larawan na si Celeste Legazpi Gallardo at Girly Rodis. Narito po tayo sa Brisbane, kasama po natin si Maestro Ryan Cayabyab, the legendary Celeste Legazpi Gallardo, and of course Miss Girly Rodis. Welcome to Brisbane.
Thank you very much, Celeste.
Salamat, Celeste.
Napakadaling tandaan, di po ba? And congratulations on your nomination for Best Original Score po para sa inyong work on the film Ang Larawan. Yeah. Well, you guys have been working together since the 80s, since Ryan Musica.
Since
the 70s, okay, correct me. How was it like creating music for such a diverse cast, you know, with veterans such as Miss Legazpi herself, and then, you know, some of the cast we have never seen crossover to musicals before, like Robert Arevalo, who sounded glorious with the Hindi Simple Ang Buhay.
Yeah. Spotify.
Oh, did it? Yeah. That was fantastic. But what was that like?
The musical was written in 1997. So they produced it, the same musical on stage, and Celeste was Candida on in 1997. Yeah. We just transformed it into film. So itong Larawan na nasa pelikula ngayon ay dream nila, dream project.
Passion,
matagal na nilang pinag-iisipan at sana magawa namin. Of course, nag-umpisa sila, wala silang pera. Panaginip lang, wala silang kaalam-alam kung paano gumawa ng pelikula. Pero dahil they are very courageous, these are very brave women, at they believe in the project, the material, they produced it. So how was it working? Well, kasi si Rachel was part already of the previews in the 1998 version as Paula.
But she was a very young Paula. That's 20 years ago. So
because Candida and Paula are spinsters, diba? So if she's only 23, she looked very young talaga.
And she still played Paula.
Yeah, yes, on screen.
Exactly. And because now she's the correct age.
Now she's right.
Currently, yung kilala ka natin sa mga musicals na no, may mga very predictable na may excursion, tapos magkakantahan sa beach, may jump shot. So, ang Larawan, it's obviously meant to be nostalgic. How did you balance such elegant musical score to accommodate or sort of like appeal to a wider range of demographic?
Una-una, period piece siya. So, I had to do some on the type of music of that era. Tinatantsa ko mga 1939 to 1940 itong era na to. So naghanap tayo ng mga possible tunog na nanggagaling doon sa era na yon. At the same time, alam mo kasi ang ganda nung ano, ng pinaghugutan ng Larawan, which is Portrait of the Filipino Sun Artist. Ang theme niya, it was the passing of time. A time wherein yung elegante nga, ano, yung, tapos yung pagkadisiplina ng mga tao at yung pagmamahal nila sa sining, yung halaga ng sining sa kanila, halaga ng visual art. So, ako as a musician, kailangan ko masabayan yung sinasabi ng tema ng mismong nobela. Actually, it's not a novel.
It's a play.
It's a play.
Yeah.
No? But he calls it a different thing. It's not really a play. It's
an elegy.
Elegy.
Three acts.
Because of the passing in three acts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. nasinira pa completely ng gera.
Mm. Tapos hindi na natin maibalik.
Well, why do you think it was timed? Bakit napapanahon na isa pelikula siya?
Kasi parang ang larawan kasi, even nung pinag-usapan pa lang namin, sinasabi namin na kailangan yung mga bata ngayon mapanood nila ang gawa ng national artist natin na si Nick Joaquin at saka si Rolando Tino.
Kasi nung nag-umpisa kaming ginawa yun, hindi pa national artist si Ryan.
Pero siguradong kaming magiging national artist siya. At palagi namin sinasabi yun pag ini-introduce namin ang pelikula. Sinasabi namin na ito ay trabaho ng dalawang national artist, si Nick Joaquin for literature at si Rolando Tino for theater and literature. And one day soon na si Ryan Cayabyab ay susunod rin na national artist para sa musika.
Si Celeste yun eh. Lagi yung
talagang gusto namin ma-document yung trabaho ng mga national artists na yun. Kasama na si Ryan doon. Para maipakita sa ating mga kabataan ang an example of Philippine genius to inspire them na this is the country where you are from. Tama rin naman, I think, yung the times that when we really went into it, parang the technology was in the Philippines na dumating yung maganda na yung editing, maganda na yung sound, maganda na yung... So, napaganda namin as best as we could.
With the budget.
With the budget that we could afford. Yeah. We spent 2.5 years on post-production.
Kasi nga wala kami
para pagandahin. So, para pagandahin talaga.
At saka, isa pang importante talaga, gusto namin talaga yung mga bata mapag-usapan nila kasi sa pelikula, sinisira yung larawan imbis na ibenta. And gusto lang namin magkaroon sila ng usapan tungkol dun sa ganun pangyayari na meron palang panahon na ang Filipino pinili na yung pamilya over pera. Pero nagulat kami kasi sa lahat ng eskwelahan na pinupuntahan namin para ipakita ang larawan, wala sa mga batang nagsasabi na ibebenta nila yung larawan. Lahat sila, itatago nila, aalagaan nila. Hindi nila susunugin, pero aalagaan nila. Which is a very big surprise sa amin.
So meron pag-asa ang kinabukasan ng Pilipinas. Kasi tama ang pag-iisip ng mga bata.
Oh. Faithful to the title, Ang Larawan. Ano ba sa tingin nyo ang tiyak na nilalarawan ng pelikulang ito para... kumbaga ay sumalamin sa kasalukuyang nangyayari sa Pilipinas. For the benefit of those who have not been home for quite some time, perhaps this film will help us understand why it is time to release it now, what sort of things we have forgotten, and perhaps this film will help us remember.
Celeste will answer that part.
Yes. Kasi when you see Larawan, it has messages of several layers. The very first layer is makikita mo yung how yung mga ninuno natin looked like, what they were doing, how they were dressed, kung ano yung kanilang pakikitungo sa isa't isa. And marirealize ng mga bata, especially na napakaganda ng panahon na yun. Everybody was dressed very well, everybody was very polite, ganyan. And then every week halos nagkikita-kita to share poetry and to enjoy music together. And then another layer after that is that it is about commerce versus art, as Girlie had talked about. But even beyond that is the love of the Filipino for family, the importance of the family in our society. So napakalalim nung mahuhugot ng mga bata. This is the time when the young people of the Philippines need inspiration and confidence na we are coming from a good race and they will grow old knowing na merong kagandahan ganyan mula sa ating bayan.
Sa sobrang excitement ko, I forgot to congratulate you for being the National Artist of the Philippines for Music. Congratulations. It's about time, no? Thank you so much for this honor.
Maraming salamat, Celeste.
Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh. sbs.com.au